Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is a former first-round draft pick of the Chicago Bears. After a decorated career at the Wisconsin Badgers, he was the Outland Trophy winner. He was a unanimous All-American. He was the Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year, first-team All-Big Ten as well, and now has launched a post-playing career into a healthy alternative to beef jerky. Joining us here on the show is Gabe Karimi. Gabe, good morning.
Hey, DA. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, my man. How you doing?
Oh, man, couldn't be better. Really couldn't be.
When you're watching the Tennessee Titans just do work in the playoffs and you're just seeing big old Derrick Henry run behind a bunch of big old offensive linemen, them shove it down defense's throats, do you hearken back to a simpler time, your years as an offensive lineman, certainly at Wisconsin, when you guys did the same thing?
Yeah, we kind of, set the standard in the NCAA for running the ball, for sure. And watching the Tennessee Titans, that's exactly what they're doing. And I think that's a different maker between them and the Texans, was they were able to lean on that run game and really command that. And when they were ahead, they were able to stay ahead.
It is such a disheartening thing for defenses when they have a lead, when you have a lead, and you know that you've got to stand in front of a freight train like Derrick Henry, and it's cold, and it's miserable, and you got to do it. It just wears down these defenders. Do you see that as you're watching these games with the Titans unfold?
Yeah, I definitely do. But, I don't know if it's a little bit of luck on their side. They definitely had a really good field position, a particular part in the beginning of the football game. And I don't know if the luck's going to run out here coming, down here to Kansas City. But, I really am rooting for them. I love the story that's going behind these guys. I love the run game. And, I'm going to be rooting for them. I got some family down in Tennessee that I know they're very excited about seeing their Titans there.
What is it like from an offensive lineman standpoint to know that the game plan is we're just going to shove it down the opponent's throats, running the football? I mean, when you were at Wisconsin, you had Monty Ball, and Wisconsin, obviously, for years has been this way. Run the football. We're just going to punish opponents. As an offensive lineman, I've heard people say, offensive linemen say, I love that. Did you love that?
Oh, yeah. When they didn't have an answer for it, when you were gaining 4-plus yards a game, you were like, why even throw the ball? And I remember a time at Michigan where we came out the second half, and we ran the ball 100% of the time against Michigan. And even on 4th and 6, we were running the ball and still getting conversion rates on that. I mean, it was just an unbelievable. It was probably my favorite run game I've ever was able to be a part of, and with Coach Chris there. But yeah, we had Monty Ball, we had John Clay, we had James White. We just had a trio of running backs. And my senior year, we came out. We were Monty Ball is 4 yards short from having 3 1,000-yard rushers. It was just it really is something that linemen don't get a lot of praise. You only see them when they do bad things. But when you can put yourself hang your hat at the end of the game and see that, you had a really high rushing yards for your running back and you had low sacks for your quarterback, that's where you hang out as a unit and you feel like, yeah, you accomplished something good that day.
Yeah, Gabe Karimi joining us this morning here on the show. That's the ground game is working when you run on 4th and 6. When you are deciding to run a 4th and 6, it is working. On the flip side, from the NFC standpoint, Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers, they run the football a lot, and they ran the football really effectively last weekend against the Vikings, but they do so in really creative ways. There's some elements of the old Mike Shanahan, ways of running the football as well. What do you see in terms of the creativity of how the Niners get it done?
I mean, I think you have to. You can't just run the ball down the throat all the time. You have to be able to get some pinpulls in there. Pulling linemen is always a good way to do that. We did that a lot at Wisconsin. And, I mean, it's very unique, this offense they're setting up there. And that's fun to be a part of something that's creative like that. And you like both sides. You love watching it, obviously. So it's fun as an offensive lineman seeing all these great schemes being played.
How about coming back from down 24-0? The Kansas City Chiefs obviously find themselves down in a huge hole. And it was like that wasn't even that tough. They came back in a quarter to tie that up. is it amazing for you to watch an offense like that be that prolific in that short amount of time?
It's really something else. And I don't, you know, they want to talk about the going for it and, you know, not pulling the team back out and kicking the field goal and obviously the botched fake punt. But I think those are both, in my opinion, I like and respect both those calls. So it is just crazy to let a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, that they are that potent on offense. It's just miraculous. You just think of back and you just, man, can't believe that the Texans had such a firm grip on them and it just slipped out of it. And you're like, before you know it, they're right back in it and then winning the game by, you know, they were at 51. It was just crazy.
So you,
crazy ending.
You liked the decision by Bill O'Brien to go for it on fourth down to the fake punt.
I think it was the right one. It was a foot race. Most times that play worked. It was a foot race between him and the linebacker, and he should have had, you know, a good chunk of field that I feel like he just should have been able to get it, and it just didn't work out. I don't know. So when you draw it up and you look up the play and you rewind it, that play works more times than not.
It's a tremendous tackle by Dan Sorensen in the open field to make sure that was held back and didn't get a first down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Obviously, when you don't have success, you question the call. But imagine he does have success there, and he kills the Chief momentum to start swinging the other way. I mean, it would be huge.
Gabe Kareemi joins us this morning here on the show. Standout offensive lineman at Wisconsin, former first round pick of the Chicago Bears as well. And you have now delved into the snack game. And I had a chance to pick up a pack of Strive, and that is your brand. And it's kind of an alternative to beef jerky. What you don't realize is that if you eat beef jerky, there's actually a lot of sugar in beef jerky, and there's actually a lot of carbs in beef jerky. You think it's just protein, but there's not. There's other stuff in there. There's additives. And with Strive, you guys are doing something different, and this is because it's biltong, and a lot of people don't know what that is. So what exactly is biltong?
I started this company right when I retired. I got into active lifestyle. I was offensive lineman when I was playing, obviously. I was 330. I had dropped 70 pounds. And I cut out snacking basically completely because I'd started flipping over the label, which I never did beforehand. And I found biltong here. And what biltong is just a different processing word. So there's jerky, prosciutto. You know, you can think of all these ways how to preserve meat. And biltong is South African, and it's air-dried versus cooked. So we take a top selection of top rounds. We coat it in vinegar. We air-dry it in a room about 70 degrees. For about 7 to 10 days, it shrinks in weight and size. All the water is kind of taken out of it. And then you slice it thin, much like prosciutto, and you serve it. And it's an unbelievably healthy treat that has no sugar, about 50% more protein than jerky, and absolutely no nitrates. Whereas jerky will claim no nitrates, they will use celery salt. And that is exactly a nitrate that, unless you're planning 1,000 celery sticks, you're eating nitrates. We don't have any nitrates in our product.
You know, when you taste your stuff, I never had biltong before, it definitely tastes different. It feels more unprocessed. It just tastes like you're actually eating meat versus eating some type of compound of meat with a lot of flavor in there. Did you have to get used to that different flavor, or did you kind of pick up on it and enjoy it right off the bat?
I think anyone that picks up a bag of biltong is going to immediately tell the difference that this is not jerky. We get a similarity, like this is like our home. This is like what we make when we jerky our own. When people, hunters, will come out, and we're big in the hunting community. They say, this tastes just like the jerky I make. I'm like, well, first off, there's no nitrates that you're covering up. So that's why it tastes like that. And yeah, it tastes exactly like me. I mean, DA, you're a big foodie. I've seen a couple of your Nomad cast, so you understand, like, there's a big taste component of this. You're tasting what it should taste like. It should taste like meat when you're eating a bag of steak.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because I think when you open up a package of something that looks like beef jerky, you assume that it's going to taste a certain way. And then I tasted what you guys had. I said, boy, this is nothing like I expected, but I really like it because it doesn't feel like I'm eating something that's flavored. And when I think about beef jerky, which I like, I'm thinking about, oh, you know what? I'm just eating or tasting whatever their chemical compound is for the flavor. I'm not actually tasting the meat there. And when I taste you guys and the Strive and the biltong, it actually tastes like, as you said, meat, which I think is a really good differentiator for you.
Yeah, we're basically just meat, vinegar, and spice in a bag. And that's exactly what you're tasting when you get there. And that's why we're actually getting a lot of people that were typically not jerky lovers are coming over. So we're very high skew with women, actually, because they don't like the tough pieces. Because when you open a bag of jerky, you know, you got the, you know, pretty good pieces, and you got the tough, unbearable ones, and you got the dust at the bottom bag. Our bags, we slice after it's produced, so the pieces are all very tender. So you, when you bite into a piece of biltong, it's a much more tender than a cooked, hard piece of jerky.
Is it great to be a taste tester in Strive? I mean, knowing you just get to eat as much as you want, like on the assembly line, I got to think that's a pretty amazing job.
Yeah, I might be the official tester for our company. that and my partner, Joe. Joe has a very specific taste. And, you know, I have eaten easily over 3 pounds of biltong in a day testing this stuff out. And just to let you know, for every 1 pound of biltong makes a half a pound. Or so it makes 2 pounds. So 2 pounds would go to 1 pound. So I ate 6 pounds of meat in one day. I'm not suggesting anyone do that. I at least work out where I sweat enough where that sodium doesn't bother me at all. But I wish I had this protein, because even when I was playing in the NFL, I was a very health conscious lineman. I had a very low body comp for me being an offensive lineman. And I would struggle eating enough chicken breast in the day to get I need to get 400 grams of protein in, which if anyone's truly counting how much it is ridiculously hard when you're eating chicken and trying to stay away from protein shakes. They actually get real good sources of protein, that it is extremely hard. And I would basically eat to myself to where I would want to throw up. Oh. And if I had this product when I was playing, I could have easily got my protein content in for the day. And not only this, but this is like something that we could never put on our packaging, but our protein is never denatured because it's not cooked, right? So you don't have breakdowns of the protein. So you're actually able to absorb more protein with biltong.
Wow, that's interesting. Gabe Karimi is the founder of Strive Biltong Snacks, Stryve. I know you can go to the website and find out more information and shop your products. Where else can our listeners get Strive products?
So we're on Amazon, like any company nowadays. You know, Amazon's such a big player. We're at Walmart, CVS, Sprouts, 7-Elevens, Casey's. We're in a lot of areas. You could always go onto our website and look at where we are locally. It'll have a store locator, but also Amazon and our web store are great places to find our product.
We've got our producer, Sean, who you spoke to over the phone before you came on, and he eats a lot. He really likes to eat copious amounts of food. I think we will have a Strive challenge, and we will feed him 3 pounds of Strive and see if he can make it through the day like you did.
You give me his address. I will send it. I will send you 3 pounds of, and maybe we have a good, I really like our sticks. So we have two products. We have our sliced biltong, but we also have our sticks that dry in with 4 days. They're more kind of like a sausage that dries. It's very made to similar, but you put it in a casing instead.
Yep.
And I ate 3 pounds of, because I really like our sausage and our biltong sticks. And the South Africans call them a drover, but we are teaching Americans biltong. So we just kind of kept the biltong stick.
Yeah.
Instead of drovers, because it has this little weird two dots over the O.
Okay.
We're already like, okay, Americans, let's just get them on the word biltong as an air-dried product, and hopefully they'll kind of continue over like this. It's a stick version of it. I ate 3 pounds of that. The hatch green chili that we make, we use real hatch green chilies from Arizona, and it's only one specific valley that you can buy hatch green chilies, and the flavor just pops like no one's business. I ate 3 pounds of that one day.
That's amazing. I had one of the biltong sticks yesterday driving home. It was the original, but now I want to try the hatch green. So, yeah, we're going to watch Sean eat 6 pounds of your biltong here on the show. Gabe Karimi.
Record it. We'll post it up there. You give me the address after this. We'll send it. I'd love to see that.
All right.
I'll challenge him with it. We could do it maybe a live video feed. We'll see who can
finish
it first.
I like this idea. I'm going to put you on hold, and Sean will give you the information, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.